in school, on Snapchat, I sent a topless photograph to a boy, and he screenshotted it and saved it and spreaded it throughout three schools, well, more than three schools. So a lot of students had my photograph, and in school, boys would be like flashing it around in the corridor, showing me basically a picture of myself, and they got away with it, I would say, but at the same time, they didn't, because they were really in the trouble. I wasn't, because for me, it was more of a naive mistake, more than anything. And also, when adults are saying that it's unacceptable that boys are sending pictures of themselves naked and stuff to girls, I also think that that's a little bit over the top, because boys do it all the time. They get their willies out and they expose themselves inappropriately, but we just take it as a joke, most of us. So
Louise, I don't think you should take it as a joke. I really don't. I wonder, when you sent the topless picture of yourself, you said you didn't get into trouble, but what consequences were there apart from the unpleasant one of everybody seeing it and it being circulated around three schools? What impact did it have on you? What were you sending it for? To impress this boy or something?
Well, it wasn't to impress him. It was more, it was a personal feeling. I don't know why I did it, but it wasn't. But at the same time, I learned from it, because I did get bullied for it. And people were calling me names, and it wasn't nice.
Did anyone offer you help? School, parents, friends?
Yeah, the school did offer me help, and they offered me counselling and stuff like that to sort of take the edge off it a little bit of what had happened. But the police didn't get involved or anything like that, and it was just taken with caution, you know? They just sort of settled it, but in a calm way.
So are you telling me then that routinely when you were 14 at school, and maybe now still, boys are sending pictures of their private parts, their genitals, to other people routinely, and that's not dealt with? Nobody tells a teacher?
No, I mean, teachers, they find out through some of the students. With my situation, they found out through boys showing each other in the classroom. So nobody actually told the teachers. It was more them just sussing it out quickly and trying to put a stop to it. But most of the time, yeah, the teachers don't have any idea what goes on social networking sites or parents.
Do you understand, though, that if a teacher intervenes and does something about this, it's not the same as a teacher intervening and, you know, and telling you off or disciplining somebody because they've, I don't know, done a bit of graffiti in the toilets or something? Do you understand that for a boy to get out his private parts, to get out his penis and start taking pictures of it to send to people is a disturbed thing to do?
Yeah, I agree with that it is a bit disturbing. But I think it's each person to their own, isn't it, really?
But why do you laugh about it? Why do you and the other girls laugh about it?
Well, I mean, I've got a little brother myself, and he used to do it when we was younger, and it was just seen as a joke, you know? And boys used to do it in school and everything, and it wasn't seen as anything personal. Like, I would never take it personally. I would just think, oh, he's being stupid again. You know, look at him, he's got his willy out, oh, well. And then I just ignore it. But I think for some people, they do feel that it does get to them, stuff like that. But it really does depend on who you are as a person.
I think, yeah, well, it also depends on the adults around you, because some adults are failing some kids in that situation, if you ask me. Do you think it's time for phones to be left outside of the classroom?
Yeah,